Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe's just in the hall, just jibber-jabbering away with our boss.
Hi, it's me, Joe Starkey. Good morning, everybody.
I've got the boss talking in my ear, Donnie. This is unbelievable.
Well, that's because you had a big highlight yesterday that I know you don't want to get into, but you had a very big personal highlight.
We had a big highlight. This is unbelievable,
and you walked
Donnie.
Off with one finger in the air like Joe Namath.
Like Joe Namath in Florida. The day before they hired Chuck Knoll. Where's Limits today?
I think he has days to use. So
he's dodging Callis, I heard.
There is a budding rivalry there that another layer grew
between
when
who?
I got in here.
Harry and Limits?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's getting ugly. That's getting real ugly, as a matter of fact. You think they come to blows at some point, Donnie?
Limits better hope not, because that is a big man in front of him, that's for sure.
Do you think that he can maybe go rope-a-dope like Ali on Foreman and just tire Harry out with a couple big punches?
No, I think Callis would absolutely pummel him.
Sean, you agree with that?
If Callis lands one punch, it's a wrap.
Well,
so
that's the thing.
So Bechtold's only hope is that Callis misses like four or five swings. That might tire him out. But one solid blow and it's game over.
And no, I agree with
you. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that...
But we both agree that Harry, if he takes three punches, he could be worn out for a month. You get him to miss on a couple, he's done.
I oddly think Harry has better cardio than it appears. I mean, like you look at Harry. I'm not saying the guy's going to run a marathon anytime soon, but I mean, I don't know if I will either. I also don't think Limits will. But he's got a little bit of athleticism in him.
Both of them are genuinely nice men, but I feel like both have a deep well of latent anger that could snap at any point. Whose is deeper, Donnie? You know them better than me. Were one of them to snap, who snaps bigger?
Who snaps bigger?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it would have to be Harry, but I do feel like Harry is... Well, I think it could be more dangerous if Harry snaps.
That's what I'm asking.
I'll say that.
That's exactly what I'm asking, yeah.
Like, if our buddy Austin snaps, how ferocious, like, is that going to look like?
It'd be like an angry ant, right?
if it happens with Harry, I think we're talking two different stratospheres here.
The whole place might be in trouble if Harry snaps, right? I mean, that could get ugly. Donnie, you doing well? I apologize. When the guy who runs the whole station is trying to talk to me or is talking to me, there's nowhere to go, right? You have to sort of stand there and listen.
Absolutely.
Sean, you all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, man. And this is a strange week. And I heard Donnie talking about it yesterday. And this is where I wanted to start on a Donnie Football Friday. Welcome back, everybody. Except Limits, who isn't here. It's Steelers-Ravens. And this morning, Donnie, I got curious. Somebody else may have put this number out here, out there. I don't know. And if so, I didn't steal it, and I apologize. This division, the AFC North, formed in 2002. This is the first time these two teams have ever faced each other in December at 500 or lower. Both teams at 500 or lower. The first time ever. And yet, so, you know, I heard you talking and I agree with you. The buzz around this game is, you know, barely audible. It's barely audible, even though it's going to be Romo and Nance and they're going to make a big deal of it. And it is for first place in the AFC North. And, you know, I'm sure like so many other Steeler-Ravens games, I'm betting there's going to be drama involved in this one way or another. I'm looking forward to it. But there's not that buzz, certainly, that there used to be about Steeler-Ravens or even last year when it started to die down. Even going into that playoff game, it was already sort of starting to die down. And yet, here's my take to open the day, that this is a giant game in modern Steelers history and in Mike Tomlin's 19-year tenure because of what could happen with a loss. A win, things are at bay for a minute. You know what I mean? All the talk quiets, or at least, quiets, I'll say, is a good word. For a little while. Then they come back. They beat Miami on a Monday night. Okay, you know, we're in a waiting pat. They lose. They lose this game. Monday night gets very ugly, unfortunately, I think, here. The potential is there for that. We start talking more about the first losing season. We start talking more about Tomlin's job security. Is this it for Tomlin? But not just us. The entire football world starts talking more about that. So, Donnie, I feel like this is a seismic game. I really do in the 21st century Steelers. You?
I feel like over the last 20-plus years, we get so into these matchups because the teams are often so good, the players are so good, the characters are so good. I mean, and they, you know, maybe not as good now into the 2020s as they were in the 2000s and in the 2010s, but that's usually why we get up for this game and why we would say it's a big game. I do agree with you, Joe, that it's really a massive game for both teams, but it's almost just because of the individual reason. It has like nothing to do with the matchup of who the two teams are.
Right.
Like the Steelers could be playing anybody this weekend, and we would say this is a massive game for Mike Tomlin, because if they lose, you come back on a Monday night and you either get chance in the stadium, or more importantly, I think in the eyes of really any owner, any business owner, you're going to see more empty seats at a Monday night game than you even generally would. We know that this isn't really like a Monday night football town. We hear all the time that people don't like to go to the Monday night games because it's a hassle leaving work. You got to work the next day. You're going to see more empty seats than you would on a normal basis, and you have a real shot for the fire Tomlin chance to come out. I don't know if they would boo Renegade again. It depends on how the game's going, but it has an opportunity to get ugly. And I think even the same can be said, and I know both of us talked to Rob Long, who hosts the morning show on The Fan in Baltimore. It sounds like the same could almost be said for John Harbaugh. Like, there are a lot of discussions going on right now. Is this the right guy right now for the Ravens? You know, he's been a great coach for the last near two decades, but right now in 2025, is he the right guy? Will he ever be able to get over the hump with Lamar Jackson? It doesn't look like that right now. So even though it is Steelers-Ravens on Sunday, both teams have a shot at first place to be in the driver's seat for first place in the AFC North. It doesn't feel like, let's say, Steelers-Ravens in 2008 or 2010.
Even last year, I would argue. Even last year, because honestly, you remember, people were pretty high on the Steelers going into Baltimore. Now, was it after the Kansas City game or before last year?
It was before.
Before.
They were 10-3.
Right. So I think there was a pretty good buzz around that one. Like, they found their quarterback. I know I was saying that at the time. Russell Wilson looked great. Even from last year, Donnie, I would say that the buzz has died down. And yet, and I do agree with you, I think there's a lot of the same in Baltimore. To me, it's not the same. Like, I haven't heard chants erupt there yet. They've won playoff games in three of the last 5 years. There was just in the AFC title game. But what you say is true. And I know people in Baltimore. I know Ravens fans in my family who live in Baltimore. And This is a huge game for Harbaugh and them too, the Ravens I'm talking about, in terms of exactly how you phrased it. I have it phrased the same way here. Are we ever going to get over the hump with Lamar? Like, what's going to happen this year now? Not even going to make the playoffs? Like, if you look at the percentages of the team that wins and loses their playoff chances and how wildly it swings, it feels like. So it's kind of, Donnie, in a roundabout way, even though we're saying that this isn't typical Ravens Steelers, it almost feels like an even bigger game than normal because both these fixtures in their respective towns are going to be under unbelievable and maybe unprecedented fire if they lose this game. Now, I know Harbaugh, there was one year the Steelers beat them where everybody thought he was going to get fired, but I still think that's a pretty accurate statement, right?
It's almost a bigger game for the two coaches than it is for the two teams. Like, as weird as that sounds, it sounds like it wouldn't make sense. And to your point, it was Aaron Schatz, who's like an NFL, numbers guy and fantasy football guy on Twitter. He's the one that put out the percentages of how much playoff leverage this game has. And it has more so far than any other game this season.
Wow.
A Steelers win, they have a 75% chance to make the playoffs. A Steelers loss, and that percentage goes down to just 23. So this is massive if they do want to make the playoffs. Here's, I think, another part of that conversation, though, Joe. We say that, but I get the feeling that a good portion of people that listen to this station, a good portion of the fan base, I don't know if they want to go to the playoffs. I don't know if they want to see this team go to the playoffs because they know what the final destination will be. Okay, so they'll sneak in, they'll be 9-8, and then they'll get to play Buffalo in the first round. Okay, they get a home playoff game, that will be cool, but look what Buffalo just came in here and did. It would be something like that, or the Chiefs, if they sneak in. It's going to be a matchup like that. So I feel like the pulse of the people, you're always going to have ones that, hey, I want to see this team go as far as possible. And we certainly get in that mode too once the team gets rolling.
Yeah.
But when you have the team playing the way they are, I think there's a fair amount of people out there listening right now that are saying, no, I want them to lose out more than I want them to keep winning. I don't want to see them make the playoffs. I don't want to see them sneak to 9-8 because then it's just another year of over 500, another year of, hey, this guy dragged his team to the playoffs, and it will be another year of national praise for a coach a lot of people now want to see gone.
That kind of logic and that topic has been out there. We've talked about it over the years, and it's always a sort of, and I have agreed with it, that they need to sink to the bottom at some point to get their quarterback, probably. There's other ways to get him. Look at the guy on the other team. He was, what, the 32nd pick?
Yep.
But once people are in it, and once they're watching the game on Sunday, and there's still going to be parties all over town because it's still an event, and once the Steelers have, you know, a 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter and win it, now this would be a miracle, I know, on a pass to DK Metcalf or something at the buzzer like Santonio Holmes did all those years ago, things change in a hurry. And when you're in the moment and we're all not looking at the big picture and what's best for the franchise, I still think a win here, especially that kind of win, but really any win, starts to get people more focused on this season and what they can do. I just think people get wrapped up in it. Even though my thought, and I think a lot of people's overriding thought is, yeah, it would be best just to lose out. It would be best to lose out.
Because you want to rip the Band-Aid off of what has been the last two decades. Like what this organization has been riding on of, hey, they haven't had a bad season since 2003. They have always been great, good, average, maybe slightly above average now that you can get to 9-8 and not just finish 8-8 because they've had a few of those seasons in there.
Does even 6-11 get you out of the mushy middle this year? Have you looked at the bottom of the league lately? Let me tell you something. The worst six teams right now are Tennessee, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Browns, and Commanders. Jets and Arizona are there too, but that's the draft order right now, mm-hmm. Donnie. Those six teams are on a combined 30-game losing streak. 30 games in a row they've combined to lose. And I might add, by the way, five of those sorry franchises have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers. You did know I just mentioned the Titans, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Browns, and Commanders. Five of those six have won a playoff game more recently. But my point is, you throw in the Jets, who have won one game in a row, Arizona, who's lost four, Minnesota sinking to the bottom of the league, Atlanta stinks. You could go 6-11 and only draft 13th.
Now, here's something I'll say about that, though, with some of those teams that you put in front of them. Let's say they do go 6-11. I don't think it'll happen. I do think they will do their typical thing and lug their way to 9-8 by the time we get to the end of this.
Of course they will. We know that.
But some of those teams you just named, Tennessee, drafted Cam Ward last year.
Right.
The Giants drafted your guy Jackson Dart. The Browns, will they ride with Shedeur Sanders or will they draft another QB in the first round? The Commanders, they got Jaden Daniels.
They got one.
They're not going to draft a guy.
Raiders and Saints?
Those teams will think about it. Absolutely. The Raiders, absolutely. The
Jets?
The Saints, I think they will. The Jets, I would lean yes.
Arizona?
Yeah, Kyler's kind of a disaster.
Maybe he winds up on the Steelers.
I don't think that would be a match made in heaven.
Neither do I, but desperation makes for strange marriages, Donnie.
But there's probably like three or four teams there that would take a QB out of the, what, seven or eight? So it's not like every team in front of them would be a team taking a quarterback. And if they do end up in a spot where they're picking somewhere between 10 and 14, all we have heard about are these draft picks that they have loaded up for 2026.
Yeah.
The compensatory picks coming in. Like, that you have to take that shot then if you're that close and there is a guy that you have identified that you love.
I know, but everybody's thinking that, Donnie. And I'm looking at a mock draft right now, and I can't believe we're talking about mock drafts, but here we are. Because the overriding story here really isn't even the coach or the owner or the chance or first place in the AFC North. The overriding story is they don't have a quarterback. And if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you're dead. Period. We're just rearranging deck chairs for the last 4 years, and it looks like we'll be doing it again next year. And everybody knows that. So this mock draft here has Mendoza going third to the Saints, Simpson going fourth to the Raiders, Dante Moore fifth to the Browns. And you still might have the Jets and Cardinals drafting in front of them. So there are no guarantees here, even at 6-11. And yet, I get it. You know, if you're aggressive enough and you really want that and you want to move up to where Tennessee and the Giants might be, you can go get your guy.
Yeah, I mean, now that quarterback class also looks drastically different than it did in August. I mean, we came into the college football season thinking there would be like eight guys that would go in the first round. It would be some all-time QB class. And a couple of names have come out of nowhere, but a couple of names have completely fallen off. I mean, the guy that usually produces this show thought Drew Aller would be the first overall pick, and he wasn't alone. I think plenty of people had him pegged as a guy that would get picked in the top five going into this college football season.
Limits is still excited for him.
And now, I don't know if the guy gets picked in the first 2 days. I wouldn't pick him in the first 2 days.
Neither would I. Donnie, by the way, as an incidental note, I have a protein bar for you. Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Yep. I bring those every Friday without fail, do I not? Those things are incredible.
They are. I like these.
It's almost like a meal, Donnie, and there's a ton of protein in it.
And it helps your, like, sweets craving.
That, too. It's not, yet it's not a muffin. It's not a piece of cake or a cookie. It's not a total, you know, health binge either. But I think it's very helpful for the show, I mean, when we both have these.
You can bring in broccoli next week.
Well, did Limits bring in food last week for us?
Yeah, wait, Sean has a little bar
Sean
in there.
Sean has a little protein bar, too.
It's a generic brand, but it is Greek yogurt protein chewy bar.
Wow.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty good. I like Greek yogurt.
He outdid us. So, Donnie, we really haven't talked about the game. All these other stories are, frankly, bigger than the game. But what about the game? And I will posit this. that sometimes weird stuff happens when we think teams are just done. I'm certainly not predicting that for the Steelers, but there's a small percent chance that they get their crap together. And I think the Ravens have a much better chance because they have that guy. I think the Ravens are going to win. I agree with Nick Kostos from yesterday or the day before. Lamar was not good last week, but he actually looked healthy to me. And I know he missed a day of practice here with an ankle. He looked like he was outrunning people, and he looked spry to me. And they had two touchdowns, basically, one on an idiotic fumble, another on a terrible call. And that wasn't the same drive. So as far as I'm concerned, they're going to put up between, I think, 24 and 31 points on this defense. And I don't think the Steelers' offense can match that. And I think Lamar is actually going to be focused for this one. I don't think they're going to ignore Derrick Henry like they did against the Bengals. In fact, I bet he gets 25 or 30 carries. And you'll probably have TJ Watt tackling people without the ball for the whole first quarter like he did in the playoff game. I think the Ravens win this game something like 27-17, somewhere in there. How do you think it's going to go?
I think it's a little bit lower scoring than that, but I don't think it's for the reasons like we have seen in this rivalry in the past where it's just great defense and they are all over the opposing offenses, whether it's Roethlisberger or Flacco or Jackson. I think it's the offenses are at a very ugly state right now, but I do give the edge to Baltimore, a team that turned the football over five times in that game against Cincinnati. Like you said, two touchdowns taken away. One of them fumbled right before the goal line. One of them called back on an offensive pass interference penalty that I thought was pretty ticky-tack, to say the least. And they are also a team that has a couple of extra days of rest here. I think that can play a little bit of a factor. They get to stay at home, so they've been home for a long period of time. And I know
the extra rest.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the trip isn't far, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, they do have extra rest, too, because they played on a Thursday.
They played Thanksgiving night, and the Steelers played 425 last Sunday, which, unfortunately for them, I saw the CBS tweet yesterday. That was the most watched 425 game in the regular season in like the last 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
So that's probably one they want to throw in the burn pile.
So everybody, I mean, it's millions of people no matter what, but that kind of audience saw that debacle with the Fire Tomlin chants and the disgruntled fans. Donnie, let me ask you this. So you're picking the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like 19-10 or 19-12 or 17-10. I think it's something like that.
Let me ask you this, going back to the bigger picture. And coming off that game where people around the country saw that. It wasn't the first time. Look at last year's playoff game where Kirk Herbstreit. Do you have that clip, by the way? I mean, this is where Kirk Herbstreit said they were quitting. It's one of the most incredibly embarrassing, has to be, clips in Steeler franchise history. It's their arch rival. They're getting run over in the first quarter. Got it? Let's hear
it. If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
That was Herbstreit and Michaels in a playoff game, Donnie. The whole country saw that, and in a way now we've come full circle because the Steelers made all these dramatic changes, or so they thought, right? They bring in Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, and they're all in. And they're bragging before the season they might have a historically great defense.
Juan Thornhill, you forgot about that great addition.
Yeah, yeah, the great Juan Thornhill. Paul.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Thorning, that was incredible.
Joe, you know what it reminds
you
know
he's
what
right
it,
about that.
You know what it's starting to remind me a little bit of?
Huh.
I can't remember the exact year. But what year did the Eagles start to call themselves the dream team and then they finished below 500?
Yeah, that was around the 2010s.
Nnamdi Asamoah was their big addition
right,
on defense.
Right, exactly. So after all of that, it's 6-6 and back to Baltimore. If that's not evidence, especially if this goes poorly for Art Rooney, that change is necessary, I don't know what would be. But my question for you is, because Dulac wrote about this week, too, in his mailbag, that the one thing that would get Art and people who have invested in the Steelers to really open their eyes is empty seats, disgruntled fans, fans from other stadiums commandeering Acrisure Stadium. Do you think the specter of the NFL draft in Pittsburgh becoming a fire Tomlin or sell the team debacle would weigh on Art's mind and would influence his decision?
I mean, I don't know how it doesn't at least like weigh on his mind. And I mean, I know that he's at the ultimate controls here and that we aren't. We just talk about it. But I brought that up to the guys earlier this week that if the season ends the way we anticipate it, they go 8-9 or 9-8. I mean, let's just say 9-8 because we've never seen anything worse in the Tomlin era.
Yeah.
They go 9-8. Maybe they even do sneak into the playoffs and get booted right out by whoever they play. And then they host the draft here. They don't make any significant change. And I'm not even saying Terrell Austin is a change. He's just going to be the scapegoat for the season.
Yeah.
Because they won't renew the contract. That'll be it. So, okay, they make a change, and it's just some other, like, pencil pusher of a DC, and we get to the draft. I really don't rule out people starting the fire Tomlin chance, and I think it's almost
a given. Or worse, if you're Art, which would be sell the team chance, which I could picture, actually. I could picture that. And you're going to have 500,000 people here, the biggest event this city has ever hosted. And it could be remembered for that and be noted for that if this stays as ugly as it is right now and gets uglier. Imagine what that Monday night game's going to be like, Donnie. What if they get blown out this weekend?
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look to see what like the lowest attended Monday night game is for them. But I think it would be up there or almost up there. I know that Raiders game they played on Christmas Eve a few years back was pretty lowly attended, but if you recall, the wind chill was like 20 below zero. So there was some reason for that being so, such a sparse attendance figure. Let's say it's, I don't know, just a typical around 30 degrees, like a chilly slash cold, you know, nothing that people in this town aren't used to. Monday night football game, the Steelers just lost by 2 scores to the Ravens. How much desire is there to go? Their hope to get people in the stadium that night will be the halftime ceremony because it's their Hall of Honor thing, and they're bringing back Peasy, Pouncey, and Roethlisberger.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be their hope to get people in the stadium.
And then what will the Baltimore finale be like if it means nothing? The Ravens here?
I don't even know if I can relate to that because, what, we've had one game in Tomlin's career that's been meaningless. Now, to his credit, that is a pretty good – I think that's an even better stat, really, than the 500 thing.
Me too. I mean, it's related, but yeah.
But we've never really seen it. Like they have a game at home where nothing can be done for them to get in. Because we've had instances where they've needed like 4 things to happen on the final week
of
the year.
And sometimes it did.
Yes. They get shockingly lucky. People never want to think that their team gets lucky. A lot of the playoff berths that the Steelers have had in the last 20 years have been downright luck. They have needed like a 2-14 team to knock off somebody that's 9-7, and they do it.
I mean,
that's the nature of the NFL, but it ends up happening for them. But they will need X, Y, and Z to happen. It'll happen for them, and that game could mean something. I can't even imagine what it would be like if it's just your run-of-the-mill 1 p.m. game. It's locked up for Baltimore. The Steelers have no prayer of a wild card. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't want to take a shot at Pitt, but it'll look like a 40,000-person crowd out of the 65 that are in there.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. All of which is why this feels like, while it's the game itself, no matter who wins, doesn't seem all that important, honestly. All that buzz generating. And yet, it feels like one of the most consequential games in recent Steeler history, 21st century Steeler history, especially with what could happen if they lose. So it's a giant game, 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your thoughts on the game, your thoughts on the bigger stories around here. How big does the game feel from that kind of, you know, macro look in terms of the future of Mike Tomlin, the future of this franchise? Donnie, I want to ask you next about this season so far, 12 games in, which loss really sticks in your craw the most. And I also want to ask you about what Artie said yesterday about his offense, which hasn't been very good, quite frankly. It's a Donnie Football Friday on Pomp and Joe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Donnie Football Friday here on Pomp and Joe. What a weird time we live in here in Steelers country. And I'm sure people feel that in Baltimore, too. We talked about it in the first segment. The first time this division, the AFC North, formed in 2002, these two teams have never met in December where both of them were at 500 or lower. They're both 6-6 right now. Strange times. And yet, they're playing for first place in this horrible, horrible division. It doesn't feel like Steelers-Ravens. It really hasn't, mostly for a while. There was buzz around last year's game in Baltimore. It hasn't for a while. It really doesn't now. And yet, it feels like a consequential game, like big time, for what may happen here, especially the following week against Miami, Mike Tomlin's future, losing season, all of that. The talk ratchets up if they lose this game. Donnie, I'm going to ask you in a minute if there's a loss that really, really rankles you. Like, what do you think their worst loss was this year? But first, let's hit the phone lines at 412-928-9370. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm ready, Sean.
All right, you are ready, and so is Rick in Garfield.
Rick, you're here on a Donnie Football Friday. What's up?
Hey, guys, just a quick comment. I think, like you, I don't have a lot of confidence that the season is going to finish on a positive note. I just think there's just so many factors right now working against the Steelers, including injuries to people like Patrick Queen and others. So what will likely happen is that the Steelers season does collapse at the end. I think Mike Tomlin is a pretty class act, and I think he will offer his resignation to Art Rooney II, and then it's going to be a decision by Art Rooney as to whether to accept that resignation. And that's presuming, of course, that the season just collapses at the end. And right now, all the indicators
it's collapsing even as we speak. I appreciate the call. Donnie, what do you think of that?
I do like the point that Rick brought up there, because let's face it, I think as many times as we talk about this hypothetical, we always come back to it's Mike Tomlin's job until Mike Tomlin doesn't want to do that job anymore.
So our friend Benzie wrote about that today. Very good column.
So it would have to be something like what Rick said, where, you know, it really just hits rock bottom for him. And I don't know, maybe he says, I was here almost 20 years, was pretty good for that time, to say the least. Went 7-10 this year. Maybe I want to try something else. Because there's always those stories, too. What I think Josina Anderson had one a couple weeks ago. We always start to get the mystery stories about there's a longtime NFL coach that may want a change of scenery after this season.
We get the trade stories, too. And wouldn't that be the ultimate scenario if the Giants pull in with a top five pick wanting Mike Tomlin?
Trade. I wouldn't be able to shake the hand fast enough.
Me neither. I don't think Art takes the call. He treated the Bears like they were a telemarketer last year.
And the Bears ended up with a savvy young offensive mind. And look at them now.
Look at them
the
now.
The number one seed in the NFC.
Next.
We will go to Eric in Brookline.
One of my favorite places. Hello, Eric.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I got some comments on the Doom and Gloom podcast you guys are hosting right now. Who has Baltimore beat to make you even think they have the overwhelming support of beating Pittsburgh? And George Pickens, what he did last night is the exact reason why this coach got rid of him. And nobody talking about that.
Oh, but we're going to talk about that. Believe me, we're going to talk about Pickens. We're going to talk about
Pickens.
Other than
doom and gloom, but please tell me, who has Baltimore beat to make you think they're just going to walk all over Pittsburgh? Some of this city might have gave up on Coach Tomlin. There's a lot of people that didn't. I'm saying, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to go in Baltimore and smack them in the mouth. And then
you should be talking to the guys in Vegas.
Doom and gloom.
You should be talking. No, we'll still be talking some doom and gloom because it'll only be 7-6.
Okay, then Baltimore will be 6-7.
Yeah, they will. That's right. Okay. Both teams look pretty mediocre to me.
But they're still on top of the division, right?
And then at the top of a very bad division. Yes. What?
This was supposed to be a rebuilding year.
For who?
Right? You know what I'm saying? And
a rebuilding year? They went out and signed about 18 old guys. What do you mean a rebuilding year?
They didn't want to look pathetic because they wanted to
Donnie, did you see this as a rebuilding year from the Steelers?
No. I mean, I don't think you...
You bring in Aaron Rodgers to rebuild?
For $10 million? I mean, that's the bottom of the barrel price.
How about DK Metcalf for $150?
You got rid of him. You had to replace him with somebody.
Donnie.
You got rid of George. George is out there dropping stuff, putting his
up until last night. We appreciate the call, Eric. Up until last night, George Pickens across the board was one of the best wide receivers in football. People couldn't wait. Steelers fans couldn't wait for something like last night to happen. And I know we'll talk about it. And I'm not saying that George Pickens is ever.
Let's talk about it. It happened.
Yeah.
That's the guy that we came to know and maybe not love in Pittsburgh. That's the guy. And they've been waiting around for it to happen, and it happened. And it ain't going to get better from here. I can promise you that. My take on Pickens from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning. Once he started to do this in Dallas was, I still believe, and I argue with Pomp about it all the time, I still believe 100% or close to it, that it would have failed here because of him. And because even if he came back with a great attitude, which I think there's zero chance that happens, does Artie strike you as a guy who has an offense that can take advantage of two really good receivers?
No.
Doesn't strike me that way.
You can't take care of one.
So I don't think it would have worked here. And yet, and both can be true, in hindsight, I would have done it anyway, kept him. If I had known that Omar's best move was going to be Adam Thielen and MVS, I would have said, just take a chance on Pickens blowing up. Just keep him. That can be true. And a third thing can be true, that it's still, as it stands right now, one of the worst trades the Steelers ever made. Just when you analyze trades like Bautista to Toronto with the Pirates, you don't go back and say, well, you know, I don't think Bautista. No, you just look at the fact the guy hit a million home runs and the guy that the Pirates got was Robinson Diaz, or whoever it was. It was a horrendous trade. So is this one. And Pickens is going to blow up there too. And it started last night. That's all people are talking about, Donnie.
My issue the whole time was that they didn't have a plan to fill that void the moment he left. They had already had DK Metcalf, I understand that, but they put themselves in the exact same situation that they did in 2024. All they did was bring in a guy who they paid a lot of money to, who has been, to his credit, more mature about it when he doesn't get the football. I will credit DK Metcalf there. We haven't really heard a peep about him not being happy in that sense the entire season. George Pickens also, I don't rule out that he bounces right back with a big game for the Cowboys because he went to a place that is perfect for him. He went to a place where, you know, the owner, you know, is, you know, he always wants to be the headline, so George doesn't have to worry about that a ton. Now, a game like last night, he'll make headlines, surely. But he also has a quarterback that can throw the football better than, I don't know, I would say at least 25 of the guys in the league that start,
sure.
Maybe more.
Sure. But you saw the guy last night, Donnie, that, and I think, I don't want to misquote, so I won't. I won't mention that person. But I will mention Max Starks and the things that he said on the Steeler Radio Network last year when he was on that network, unbelievably critical of Pickens. And other people would say, you just can't win with a guy like that. That's what I believe. And this story, he went into quitting mode last night on the day a story came out on ESPN that was supposed to be complimentary of him. I think Jeremy Fowler tried to make it a complimentary piece on George Pickens. And yet, within it, Dallas coach Schottenheimer has acknowledged that timeliness has been an issue for Pickens this season. And this was before last night's game. He did not elaborate, and multiple sources said Pickens has been fined for being late. Then they just brush it over and go to the next thing like this is normal.
Well, that happened here for how long? Because there was a wide receiver that was overwhelmingly great.
Yeah. Well, Pickens, too, was late for everything.
Yeah.
Like
it's just
this
the
is
offense
just
used to be good because it had a good quarterback that carried it.
Exactly. Dallas was not worried about any challenges Pickens' personality might present. One Cowboys source likened Pickens to Dez Bryant. How do those two sentences go together? They weren't worried, but they think he's the next Dez Bryant? This thing's going to blow up. It's going to blow up in Dallas, Donnie, I think. And last night was the first overt sign of it with George Pickens.
It probably will, and I don't know if Dallas, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that I know for certain that Dallas will or will not be the team that ends up giving him big money this offseason. But I think there's at least a chance that he gets a bounce back opportunity. Whereas here, he had to almost go out of his way to have a huge game.
But he still put up pretty good numbers considering the offense and the quarterbacks he had.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for sure, considering the offenses and QBs. But in Dallas, I think there's a real chance that next week, I don't even know who they play next week, that he has, I don't know, 8 grabs for 125 and a touchdown.
Is somebody out there going to pay him $25, $30 million a season?
There's one team that comes to mind that would do something like that.
The Raiders?
Yes.
How did I think of them? Well, they're crazy, is what I would say. They're crazy.
That's their forte.
Because as the old saying goes, once somebody shows you who they are, believe them, right? Believe them.
They have been the team all along, though, that I have circled. Like, who's going to give George Pickens that big money deal? The Las Vegas Raiders.
That's maybe my he'll pick. Arrive on a hot, was it a hot air balloon that Mr. Big Chest went there with? I think it was, Donnie.
Like the end of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think it was. Hold on a second. Talk more about Pickens. Go ahead. I need to look up this hot air balloon.
I mean, I think that there's at least a chance that he gets approached by either Brian Schottenheimer or Dak Prescott. And before things get too late for them, because they're still very much in the playoff picture in the NFC.
Yeah.
And they know how explosive that offense can be. He's a couple of days removed from 6-for-88 against the Chiefs. He had 9-for-146 against the Eagles.
Like, he's an unbelievable talent, and he let him down last night at the biggest moment of the season. That's who you get when you get that guy.
And
that's who you get.
So now there's more on the shoulders of the quarterback to, hey, I mean, we got to get this guy mentally checked in for the last four games.
End of
story.
Right.
But to Dak's credit, he's a quarterback that I think could do it because if he says, George, I'll get you 8-for-125 next week, he believes him. If he hears that from Mitch Trubisky, I don't think he does.
Donnie, the headline from July 26, 2019. Antonio Brown arrives for Raiders camp via hot air balloon. And there's an unbelievable video. It does look like the last scene of The Wizard of Oz. And here's the lead from Napa, California. You ready? Antonio Brown kicked off his first training camp as a member of the Oakland Raiders with a hot air balloon ride over wine country at dawn on Friday. Raiders coach John Gruden shrugged. Is he okay? That's all I want to know, Gruden cracked. I expect a lot more drama from number 84. I really do. Little did he know. Little did he know that he wasn't okay. I think he already had frozen feet, did he not?
Don't worry, John. That drama's coming down the road.
Donnie, you know what that reflects to me, too? That was, what, 6 years ago? That 10 years, which we're going on here, well, technically nine, without the Steelers even coming close to winning a playoff game, is several lifetimes in pro football. That was only 6 years ago. I forgot John Gruden was the coach, and Antonio Brown arrives as their next star.
And they were still in Oakland.
Yes. We're talking going on 9 and 10 years without coming close, without anybody realistically believing you were going to win any of those playoff games once the ball was kicked off.
And I think Derek Carr was coming off a near MVP caliber season before
they were the best
hurt.
Of buddies. Remember? Remember that? They were the best of friends.
You do make a great point because that feels so long ago.
Yes. Now go back three more years and you get your Steelers last playoff win.
Think about how much different your life was in January of 2017. They're kneeling the football down to beat the Chiefs.
Ugh. I mean, here's the other one I always go to. Vince Lombardi, famous coach, would you say?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
There's a trophy named after him. He fashioned his entire legend in 10 years of coaching. 10. We're going on 10 here.
How about John Madden?
John Madden, 9, I think. Jimmy Johnson, George Allen, Hall of Fame, 10 years. This guy's going on 10 years without even being competitive, really, in a playoff game. That's pretty amazing stuff. And I think the national media, to some degree anyway, is finally catching on. I mean, when the last people in your corner are Ian Rapoport and Rex Ryan, it's probably not a good corner to be in, Donnie, right? You probably don't have a great case anymore.
Yeah, and the thing that they're holding on to is just the fact that they don't want to acknowledge things like roster construction.
Right.
Or, you know, the fact that, well, you know, I'm not a fan of the Steelers. I'm a fan of, like I don't know. Like I think Mike Greenberg's bad at this because he's a fan of the Jets.
Right.
And it's very
easy. At least they're not the Jets.
It's very easy for Jets fans to say, hey, you Steelers fans are spoiled. You should be happy that you're always in the mix. You're always in the hunt. You're always in that graphic going into week 18. You could have it way worse. Sure. But we're not in the same expectation level here. Okay?
A Jets
season over 500 is like they won the Super Bowl, and a Steelers season where they just get over 500 is starting to feel like they should have lost them all anyway.
Did I mention that the worst 6 teams in the NFL right now have lost 30 combined games in a row, the Titans, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Browns, and Commanders, and that all but one of them have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, Donnie?
You have.
Yes, I have. So I don't want to hear from those people about, hey, at least you're not the Titans. Well, the Titans have actually made a playoff run since the last time the Steelers were competitive in a playoff game. I don't want to be the Giants. Brian Daboll won a playoff game there several years more recently than Mike Tomlin's won. I don't want to be the Saints. They've won playoff games. The Steelers haven't in the last 8 or 9 years. I don't want to be the Browns. Well, I don't blame you for not wanting to be the Browns. But they did win a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, with their coach not even in the state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.